It's like we got another show to do.
Great. Let's get it over with.
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sick Invite Podcast. I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
Oh, look everybody, Brian decided to grace us with his presence today. Yeah. He's back. We're back to full strength.
We don't have to do 30 minutes on why I'm gone?
No, no.
Okay, cool. I'm just making sure.
If you're not here, you get railed on. That's the deal. Also, we're an asshole about it. Yeah. So we decided to just shit on you. It was fun.
How was an asshole about it?
Because you didn't tell us till like a day before the show.
It was a week before.
No, it wasn't. I can pull up the text. You even said you were an asshole.
No, I told you in person.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay. We can go on all day.
Yeah, well, I will definitely show you text after the show.
That's fine.
You said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm an asshole, man. I'm just an asshole. I was pissed.
I told you right after we went to Little Miss Barbecue.
No.
We were at my house playing Magic, and I was like, yeah, about that, because I had so many tickets. I really don't know if I should be doing this.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, but you're just going to deny it.
I cannot wait to fucking show you these messages.
It's not the messages, dude. We talked about it in person beforehand.
You told me in text message form.
Yeah, I told, so that way Scott could see it, because Scott wasn't at the fucking lunch,
but
you idiot.
No, you told me in text message.
No, I told you.
We talked about it at lunch.
Literally the dumbest person
no,
I've ever
I'm
met.
Not.
Because we talked about it when we were at my house. Aaron and I were playing fucking Magic cards and setting up decks for him, and clearly I suck terribly at him.
Well, you do. You suck at it.
Yeah, I never fucking said I was good.
No one said you were good.
Aaron's like, I played Magic before. Hey, how do you even play? All right, well, I guess you haven't played Magic before, fucking idiot.
It's not like riding a bike. I forgot how to do it. So why don't you fuck off anyway?
No.
He's 2 minutes into the show, we're still fucking arguing.
Hey, I missed a week, so I got to get back in and get my rage on.
Get my rage on, Brad here.
I like it. That's a third-year-old tactic.
Anyways.
Child, dude.
So, welcome back to the show. Welcome back, Brian, to the show. I brought the beer this week. This is another one of those old ones. Now I'm out of beer. This is the Dudes Brewing Company Coconut Juice Box Series Porter. Malt beverage with natural flavor added. Made in Los Angeles County. So maybe it's like a malt beer.
It's like stay warm for the winter. So it's like a winter,
winter beer? I haven't even tried it yet.
I would imagine.
Well, try that bad boy. Fucking let me know what you think there, buddy.
I'll let you know what I think at the end of the show.
I swear we do this, or we just give the lead out every fucking
Well, it's only
time.
It's only fucking Scott. And Scott, I think, wants to yell at
Scott's
me,
like,
too.
It sucked dick, right? All right, I can't wait to review this.
These two motherfuckers go off on tangents all the time, and then fucking yell at me for, saying stupid shit about beer.
No. Are you dumb? You're dumb. Motherfucker, we review the beer at the end of the show, so we wait till the end to tell people what we think of the beer. We don't need to tell them what we think of the beer right off the fucking bat.
Shit, motherfucker.
Okay, then. What? You're clearly having a hard time understanding that.
No. I don't think by me saying, oh, fuck. Like, oh, yeah.
That could be, fuck. It's just a strong taste.
I'll let you know at the end of the fucking show.
I didn't say
you fucking
you said
ruin it for
sucked.
Anybody.
You might have loved it. You haven't said shit about it. I'm just saying that's what you do.
Well.
Dick.
Right. It's not like it fucking ruins it for anybody.
Mm-hmm. It might.
Scott, how many minutes into the show are we?
We're like 4 minutes into the show.
Cool. Aaron's on his phone. 4 minutes into the show. So that's nice.
Looking for the text message from Brian. I am paying attention.
Dude, you know nobody really... Scott and I forgot about that.
I figured it's almost 6 o'clock. I figured he was probably looking up Oscar shit.
Not yet.
Facebook...
I'm such a liar.
That he was like, fuck this shit. I'm not going to watch this because it's just going to be a bunch of fucking political shit. First thing in the door, he's like, we need to record the Oscars. I know I said I wasn't going to watch it, but I need to record it.
Kim,
anyway.
Are the Oscars on yet? You better record it for me. Kim.
What?
Get the Oscars recorded for me.
She talks into the remote and she's like, record the Oscars. And it's like,
yeah, I couldn't have done that myself.
What the fuck did it try to record? Hotel fucking What the fuck's that show?
Rwanda?
Rwanda. Hotel Curses? Or
no, it was the where Gordon they go Ramsay? And they redo the Hotel Nightmares. Nightmares.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I'm
it's
like,
called.
And I'm like, that's a much better fucking option.
I'd rather watch that than the Oscars.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, so anyways, what's going on?
So what we have. So this is the reason I didn't bring the show sheet is because
I specifically didn't say shit because I just knew we were going to talk about your absence. And
we don't need to do two fucking shows on my one absence.
But you're gone, and now you can tell us why you were gone.
I went to a hockey game. They lost. End of story. I know. End of story. That's the entire fucking season, dude.
Brian's just raging right now.
No, I know. We don't need to spend 30 minutes on one show talking about how I left and, I'm an asshole. He's an asshole. let's wrap this up for show content because we don't got dick. And then let's do the next show. 30 minutes of it. Let's do the same thing. No. We can just talk about things that have actually happened in our lives.
You owe me an apology. I found the text.
I never said that there wasn't a text, you idiot. You dumb boob. I am telling you, I told you in fucking person. But you'll just deny it because that's what you do. You're the Cartman effect where you're just like, nope, never happened. Never happened. I'm a narcissist. Anything I say is gonna say goes.
Are you done?
No.
Okay. So, Brian...
We're not disputing the fucking text message. I already sent a text so Scott can see it. We already know that, you idiot. I'm saying that I told
you. Why would my response be what it was then?
I don't know, because you're a very dumb person.
Okay.
And like you forget about everything 2 minutes after it happens.
I'm not dumb.
You're pretty dumb. You're like the guy from 50 First Dates, 10 Second Tom or whatever.
I'm not dumb. Anyway.
No, I'm not dumb. Oh, anyway.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Did you guys see this text message?
Hi, I'm Tom.
Can I read the text message?
Yeah, read the text message. Nobody gives a shit.
Okay, I give a shit.
I missed the show. Whatever.
Also, I'm retarded, and I forgot I have a Coyotes game Sunday night. So you guys can either do the show without me, or we can move it to another day. Whatever works for you guys, I suck. Me, Jesus Christ, dude. You. I know, dude. I take full responsibility and deserve whatever comes at me.
Okay, so what's your point?
That you were wrong, and I deserve an apology.
You don't deserve any apologies, because I told you in person. Christ. And if you can't remember any conversation I have, then we were in person, because either you're stupid, or you don't fucking listen to me. So it's one of the two options. You
didn't tell me in person.
I did tell you in person. I'm telling you the exact spot where we were when we were talking about it.
No.
Yeah, I did. What did I say? I said, next year I'm not going to buy these tickets because I have these dates.
We had this conversation after the text message exchange.
Nope, you're very dumb. Because when was that message done?
It doesn't say the date.
Okay. Well, typically they do because that's every fucking
they do?
Phone that's
okay,
out there.
Okay. Let's see. This is a bunch of messages from Wednesday, February 21st. What day did we have fucking barbecue, dude?
Yeah, that was Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. But it wasn't the fucking day before, dude. It was 5 days before we were going to do the show. I sent you guys the text.
Thank you. That was actually cool. Okay, that's fine. But regardless, I was right.
Okay. Your fucking ego needs it. Your fucking chintzy, shitty smile there. Your big meat paw hanging out in the air pointing at me. Yeah, I get it, dude. You were right. I sent a fucking text saying I was going to be gone on Sunday.
This is great. I'm just going to sit here and play sound effects.
That's fine.
Yeah, so what? I was going to be gone on Sunday because I had fucking tickets that I didn't want to waste for a fucking hockey game where they lost. Whatever. What's your point?
My point?
What is your point?
That I was right. And you're trying to call me stupid based on the information.
I mean, you're stupid in every other aspect of your life, but okay, maybe not on this one little thing. You're right. Yeah, congratulations. Not on this thing. You're not very stupid, but other things, it's...
Like what?
Jury's out.
Jury's out. Are you really mad?
I'm annoyed, dude, just because, like, you make everything into this gigantic situation, this big old deal. I don't know if you're doing it just for the show.
Yes! This is for entertainment value. I have no reason to give a shit when the text message was sent or when you told us. I'm just saying, this is literally for entertainment value purposes only.
That's fine.
It's like the fucking stupid ass links that Scott sends us. It's like, Jesus Christ, they're changing the Oscars to Jessies. We gotta talk about this.
I also love when you two old fuddy-duddies send me a meme from 3 years ago and like, hey guys, see this. Hey, did anybody laugh at this? Hey, guys, look at this.
Who sends...
You guys always send fucking old-ass memes, like the fucking the Black Panther one that it's like, I'd want my father back or whatever. Like, that was out... that was back 2 weeks ago I saw that
shit. I like how he lumps me into this, like I send fucking memes to everybody.
You don't, Scott. I don't know. I'm just... everybody's getting it today.
This last what the week. Fuck? I sent you one about Broward County Sheriff. That happened literally 3 weeks ago. So I don't know how it was 2 years ago.
No.
I was like, laugh at my meme.
Years. It's being overly exaggerated.
Yeah, I understand that, but they're
but you're sending me. Aaron just goes online and also Aaron sends shit that's already posted in the man group that I've already seen on Facebook.
Okay,
I don't spend
all my day in the man group. I just
it shows up a lot.
Not on the man group.
Everything else,
just in every other goddamn.
Scott, what were you gonna rip Aaron on?
Yeah,
I want to hear.
What are you
gonna
rip me on?
No, that was my thing. I told you. I said when he came in, he was so dead set that he wasn't gonna watch the fucking Oscars.
Oh,
and then he came first thing through the door. He's like, "I didn't record the Oscars."
Yeah, well, I know. I was
no willpower.
That was it. God, you're such a cock tease, Scott. I thought it was gonna be something good.
I totally admit that I totally fucked that up.
Aaron does it with anything. He's like, "I'm not gonna buy this thing. I bought it."
I bought
10
it.
10 seconds later.
I so do that
all the time.
I don't know who needs miniature ponies. Hey guys, I bought 3 miniature ponies. They're in the backyard right now.
I promise I wouldn't get them, but I bought them. Because I need them.
Oh, man.
What do you need them for? Because I could probably resell them.
I'll resell them later at 50% off.
Oh, are you done?
I'm just saying facts. I mean, I can still keep stating facts if you want.
None of those
we can
facts.
Change the show to the facts show.
Wow.
Yeah.
The facts show.
Facts show.
Yeah.
We could do a theme song for that.
The facts show. These are the facts. These are the facts.
I was thinking like the facts of the life fucking theme song.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good. Well, I will tell you this.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Forgot.
The facts show.
Are you sick too?
I've been sick this whole week.
Good. Anyways, so.
He's such an asshole.
The funny that you mentioned the reselling thing. So I just got a new MacBook like on the 7th of February.
Dude, I feel like you get like a new computer every 6 months.
No, I don't.
It
dude,
feels
this,
like it.
This one has purple hinges.
Yeah, no. So I got a new one. And
this one has an upgraded computer chip because I need it because I only used I used it 4 times instead of 3 times on this one.
To post it on fucking Craigslist.
Yeah, to post it on Craigslist.
I go out and buy it so I can post it on Craigslist.
I buy it so it has more resale value, so I sell it for 75% off instead of, 80% off like I normally do.
So the Wi-Fi wasn't working in it. Like, I looked it up, and I guess there's like a couple of chips. There's or a couple of computers. There's like a Wi-Fi chip that is like loose or something, and there's a bunch of recalls on them. I don't know. But I got to take my computer back, and they didn't have any more of the one I had. So I downgraded, and it's like, to me, it's like a better computer. And I was so excited because the one I had was so small. So I was like excited to get this older computer.
But it's brand new.
Oh, it's brand new, but it's just an older model Mac. Oh,
okay.
But it's bigger. So like I had the 13-inch, and now I have the 15-inch.
Okay.
Do not.
Why did it?
Do not. do not.
Aaron would. He wouldn't be here if he had a 13-inch.
No, I meant like taking a 13-inch.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be the body double in the 50 Shades movies.
Well, we'll get to that later. God. Yeah. You have your movie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's right. Never mind. So what's been going on, boys? What do you want to talk about today?
Not much. I was deathly ill this week.
Yes.
So that was awesome.
Did you call into work?
No, I still went.
Damn.
The fucking first week.
I was hoping so.
It was my first week, and it was the worst time. I haven't been sick in 8 months, and then I get sick the my first week of work, and I'm like, whatever, I'll just die, so it'll be fine. Other than that, I went and saw Annihilation today, and I got questions.
Okay. Well, never mind. That joke is now passed since you said Annihilation, but why that today?
If you want to go see it.
Oh, okay. You just went and saw it. Where'd you go?
Same place we went and saw Black Panther, Fashion Center. Square.
No, I tried to because I tried to keep up with the Joneses when I was at home, and I was like, I'll go on Fire Stick and see if I could pull up Annihilation, and
because
they have
Scott
it on there.
Scott will not pay for anything. He's,
and also, dude, another bad bit you do, Scott, and I see all your fucking comments on Facebook. People are like complaining about like going to the movies, and you're like, Fire Stick, you should get it. You should get the Fire Stick. Every comment I see is just you telling about people about the fucking
the
Fire
quality
Stick.
Sucks.
That was like one fucking post that I
dude,
said. That.
It was like
I,
six. I've seen you, Scott. I've seen you do it more than once.
No, but the funny thing was like I looked up Annihilation and I started it up because it had one fucking link.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, maybe it's like a shitty cam, but at least maybe I can be fucking cool and talk about it with you guys.
Yeah,
and it was Mortal Kombat.
Did you watch it?
I started to watch it.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
And I had to fucking turn it off because it was so fucking bad.
The second one is the worst one.
Yeah, it was just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
The first one wasn't that good either.
I mean, none of them are ever, none of them are really that good.
But I was like, well, guess I'm not watching Annihilation.
When no. You're a kid, they thought that
you
was
know what?
Cool.
There's these giant buildings that are located throughout the valley that they hold, and within them, they hold a movie, and all you have to do is plop down $6 and you can go see that movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. What are those called?
Oh God, movies stores,
movie
warehouse,
Blockbusters.
Movie
is it Blockbuster?
Oh, no.
I still have a card for that.
It's no. A theater.
It's a movie. Oh yeah, that's right. A movie theater. You know the thing that's been around.
You don't even have to interact with the other people in there. You just have to.
You can just go and sit down in a sticky chair and watch the movie.
So you guys think that like I just fucking sit around and have nothing to fucking do?
No, we never said that.
Like nothing
I never
to do.
Once said that,
but then. But to go to fucking
I mean,
16 movies a week like
who
fucking
goes
Aaron
to
does.
16?
You have enough time.
I saw
to...
one movie that, besides our stupid movie. I saw one movie this week.
That's what I'm saying. I had to fit in the movie for this week, and
oh,
then I'm
no,
like,
two
I'm like,
hours of your
and
life.
I'm like, fuck, dude, it was 2 hours. I'll never.
Fuck, how am I going to watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
I started to watch it. I don't just sit around, guys. I started to watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Nah, got that out. Scorpion came on the screen.
Got out this morning.
He said, come over here, and I did.
Did some outdoor recreation. Got some vitamin D in the old fucking skin.
Good for you, man. You play a stoner game.
Nah.
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
Yeah, disc golf a stoner game?
Yes, it's only for stoners. They listen to like Grateful Dead. And they're like, bro, I'm just passing through.
Yeah, that's, if you go to the parks, yes.
Which you do.
They just had one of the largest fucking pro tours here this past weekend.
Did you hear about that on ESPN, Brian?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Because
it's not a real
no
sport.
One fucking cares. It's not a real sport. It's a stoner game that stoners play. Stonering it up.
Oh, Scott's upset now.
Oh, what? You're going to shut down?
No, saying, what do you want me to fucking
we
say?
We trash each other, but you can't.
What do you want me to say?
We're shitting on the one thing Scott loves.
He's like,
well, besides your family. I don't know. Maybe.
I go outside and I do things.
What?
I don't.
You do one thing.
I don't watch that many. I don't watch that many fucking movies.
But you should.
No,
there's a lot of good stuff.
There's
out
nothing
there.
I want to fucking watch though. That's the thing.
Well, no, I think you want to see it, but you don't want to spend the money.
So there's this great big thing called the fucking Oscars tonight.
Yes,
I give probably zero shits about any of those fucking movies
in
there.
But that's your personality,
right?
Not a lot of people care.
I would say the majority of people don't give a fuck.
The majority of people don't give a fuck.
Right.
Correct. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I literally just said majority of people do not care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's big deal to me because I like movies.
Right.
That's cool. No
different strokes for different
that.
Folks, brother.
Right. But
I think it's boring because all these movies that are.
But
getting...
do you know the Oscars is on tonight?
I knew it was on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's all over fucking social media because Hollywood is a bunch of fucking uptight fucking dickwads.
Right. But what I'm saying is. Everyone knows that the Oscars is on tonight. No one knew who was playing disc golf 2 days ago in some super tournament. That's my point.
Well,
yeah.
So.
Well, you know how Oscars have a movie count?
Yes.
Like for each category?
Yes.
I told you guys about this on text. I have a new count each week that I'll be re-listening to each episode.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited
and letting
about
the
this.
Audience know on each episode. How many fucks Scott said on last week's episode?
Can you make production for that?
I'm sure I could.
How many fucks did Scott say?
No, it's just Scott going, fuck.
That'd be awesome, actually. He'd have to listen to a show and actually get it all out.
I'm sure I probably could.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But see, now I'm going to make your job even more fucking hard.
No,
I'm
going to
fucking say
no,
fuck after every fucking
on.
Word I fucking say, man.
After, we should
yeah, that's
it.
Every time. Dude, Scott, this is going to change nothing.
when you get on a tangent about something, like when you're really passionate about something, you use fuck as a...
Like an or an and.
It's, yeah. It's a great accent word.
But it's so...
Not all the time. Like
it just gets your point across.
No, not every point needs to get across, though. Like when you're like, I had eggs this morning. Fuck. Yeah. I had fucking eggs this morning. I put them in a fucking pan.
So I'm putting together this fucking model airplane for my fucking kid. And then she comes in and she's like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I was listening back to last week's episode, and if you notice that it's when it's just me and you... You lean on the word a lot more than if it's us three.
Which is fine, because we all have our
we
verbal
don't care.
Crutches.
We're just saying it's funny.
I'm not worried about what comes out of my fucking mouth.
He just worries about what goes in.
Yeah, that's dicks.
It just fucking rolls out.
That's Scott sucking dicks.
This is my fucking
Scott.
Platform. Yeah. So I can say fuck whenever I want.
Oh, no, that's the beauty of it.
It's not like I can go to work
that's
and say
the beauty
fuck
of it.
Every...
You're
fucking
like
word.
Insane Clown Posse, that fuck the world song where they're like, we say fuck in this song 96 times. I remember that from...
I bet you I could beat that per show.
So what was
I
it?
Think you do beat that
do you
per
have
show.
Drum roll? Can you play the drum roll?
The drum roll?
Yeah. Wow. Great equipment.
There we go. Wow. So for last week's show, that Scott said fuck 94 times.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was too short of fucking Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
I gotta up my fucking game.
I went back because I thought I lost count at some point, so the numbers might be off like a little bit, but if anything, it's probably higher.
I would say it has to be.
We should try and find out if each week if he beats Insane Clown Posse or not.
Yeah, just gotta beat the Insane Clown Posse song.
In fact, you could put the intro to that song. Fuck the world. Dude, that's... Oh, Aaron, I'm patting myself on the back for that one. That was a good one, dude. So what... Okay, so you went and saw Annihilation.
Yeah, I saw it... All right. Obviously, you can't see. Aaron
this is audio medium.
Aaron just fucking was...
He's trying to adjust his
mic
microphone.
And then bopped himself in the mouth.
I actually didn't hit myself at all. I almost did. But
he's just so used, like, when things get close to his mouth that he has his hand around, he's just like, oh.
No. It startled me, so I, like, went backwards. You're an idiot. Yes, I am.
You can't get mad at yourself for saying it.
No, that was pretty dumb.
He's so like, self, am I an idiot?
Yes. So we went and saw Annihilation today. Abby really wanted to see it. I was kind of meh.
Did she like it? And why were you mad on it? I posted
going
that it's amazing.
No, Matt, going on, like, going to see it.
I told you last week it was great.
Yeah, that's fine. Doesn't mean I necessarily want to see it.
You don't value my... opinions on movies.
Oh my god, do you want to cry more?
No, I'm asking.
Jesus.
Bro, we're on a fucking show. We got time to fill.
I value your opinion. It's just I saw the trailers and it just didn't really blow my skirt up, so I wasn't like that excited to go see it. I was fine going to see it. It's just nothing I was like it took Evie wanting to go to get me out of the house to go see it, otherwise I wouldn't have seen it.
Okay. I was gonna watch it. I don't even know who's fucking in it.
It's Natalie Portman.
Did you ever see
Tessa Thompson?
What?
The girl from Thor Ragnarok, the Valkyrie. She was in it.
Yeah. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Oscar Isaac.
I don't even know what it's about. Don't know who's in it. I just was like,
It's based
well, maybe
on.
Maybe Aaron can tell us what it's about.
Annihilation is based on a book. I forget the author's name. It's called The book is called Annihilation, clearly. It's a science fiction book, and it's split into three parts. And do you know who... Did you ever see Ex Machina?
Yeah.
Did you like Ex Machina?
I did like that.
Okay, same exact director.
Okay.
That's why he used Oscar Isaacs again.
That makes sense.
And he came, and this is kind of weird because they released this in a weird way. They released it in America in the theaters, but overseas it came out on Netflix. So it was just it's a Netflix-only film.
Mm-hmm.
And directed by Alex Garland. So if you've never seen Ex Machina, go pick that up. Watch it. It's fucking great.
It's a great movie. It's
and so is Annihilation. I really, really, really liked Annihilation. But you had questions. What
mainly
were your
it was
questions?
So it was one of those things when I got out of it. Now honestly, it's weird because like from the time I texted you to now, I feel like I have a firmer grasp on it. Like it just took time to digest it because for me it was like. Maybe I'm just dumb with movies now. Like, I used to be able to be like...
Well, we would go to the movies all the time, and then now I'm like, hey, dude, you want to go? And you're like, fuck off. I hate you. I wish you would die in a fire. I hate popcorn. I hate the smell of the theater. Kill yourself. And I'm like, okay.
Word for word. That's exactly what has happened. I honestly, like, going to the movie theater just doesn't make me that excited anymore.
There's like a lot of fucking...
It's just the book, dude. You already passed it. Oh, right there. Go back up.
This one?
No, go back up. See the Southern Reach trilogy right there. Hmm. Yeah. Jeff Varmuchamamo.
Vandermeer.
I can't.
Are you stroking out?
That must be a first edition. $955.
That's
we have to stop looking at the screen because we get off on fucking tangents.
Yeah, we honestly, I don't give two fucks about that book.
So the movie is about a weird light that crashes into a lighthouse.
Yeah, at first you think it's like a meteor, and then it turns out to be like I don't even know. Was it a meteor that crashed, or was it like a beam of light that just went?
It was a meteor.
Okay.
What does it say? It is very Lovecraftian.
It says an undercooked Lovecraft tribute.
Yeah, it pretty much is, but it's not undercooked. I think it's really.
Have you read H.P. Lovecraft?
No.
Okay.
But I know all that shit is like, we're like animals and we turn into them and all that kind of crap.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, so a lot of people compared Black Panther to H.P. Lovecraft.
What?
Yeah, dude. So, anyways. Natalie Portman's husband shows back up at home after he's been gone for a year, and she gets sent into this adventure.
Well, he's like assumed dead.
Yeah, yeah, because he's like a military guy. And then she finds this place called Area X, and then they go into the Shimmer thing, and it's not actually
the Shimmer is like what happened when the meteor happened.
Yeah, but it's
like
not it's called that in the book. It's called Area X. So okay. I don't know why they did
they showed,
that.
They said Area X in the movie.
Right, but that was just like the place.
Yeah.
And in the books, well... Spoiler alert, she stays in the Shimmer stuff, so okay. Forever, 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that Shimmer.
So what happens, like, so her husband, like, comes back. He's all fucked up because he went in the Shimmer. If you just
I'm sorry.
Keep talking over me.
Again.
Do you want to go?
She drinks champagne, I'm sorry, dude. Go ahead.
I don't even want to do it
strawberries.
Anymore.
Right.
I don't even want to do
no,
it
No, I'm
anymore.
Sorry. I really want to know what you
don't
think.
Don't fucking talk about it.
Because I have
talk
notes.
About
I
it.
Have
you
notes.
Know more about this movie than I do.
No,
yeah,
no,
talk
fine.
About it. You
no,
got
no,
notes.
No,
fucking
no.
Talk about
you
it.
You have questions.
Keep
dude.
Interrupting me.
Calm down.
Look at your notes. Fucking talk about it.
Calm down. I have... No. I mean, like, I have...
Tony, Junior, spit it out.
I have what I perceived it to be. I wanted to know what your questions were.
My questions were, okay...
Please
so,
calm down, dude. We're just doing a show.
No, I know, but you're...
We have
frustrating.
An hour to
all
fill.
You do on this show is interrupt people.
Brian is fucking...
Yeah, I'm just trying to fucking talk about the thing. You're like, yeah, I'm going to sing a little bit and be fucking not funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's because you're a simpleton.
He thought it was funny?
Yeah, it's because Scott's simpler than you, dude. So
he's Simple Jack.
He's simple Jack. Kind of man.
Anyways, go ahead.
I'm
just going to find a fucking song for every fucking thing Brian says. Just sing it while he's talking.
No. You know what? We're not fucking talking about
no,
this. No, we're not fucking talking about it. We don't even need to talk about it.
Please calm
no,
down.
I don't give a shit about this anymore.
A fucking segment.
All right.
I don't give a shit about it anymore.
We're doing air hugs. Air hugs. We're going to bring
no,
it in.
No, this
we're
is,
gonna bring
this
it
is
in.
Completely.
We're bringing it in. We're
There's
bringing
no
it back.
No talk about this movie. No one's going to go see this movie. They released this movie, Netflix, internationally because they knew no motherfucker was going to go see it. And guess what? It was true. Nobody really gives a shit about this
so
movie.
So you didn't like
it. I did not like the movie. I Damn. Thought it was up its own ass, way too into itself.
And that is because you're stupid and you didn't understand
it. Oh, yeah,
that.
We know, because you're Aaron's fucking highfalutin guy. He's just like, I understood it.
Damn
I went online and looked on Google and read for 3 hours. That's exactly what you did.
No, it isn't.
You walked out just as dumbfounded as me.
No, I didn't.
So let me get this straight. So they released it on Netflix.
But in the UK.
In the UK.
But we get fucked and we have to go pay for it.
Well, you pay for it with Netflix subscription.
Well, yeah, but every time you watch a movie on Netflix, it just gets cheaper.
I'm just saying, dude. We didn't get fucked. It was, I mean, Ex Machina was released in the States. So, dude, it was a good movie. I did walk out and I was like, whoa. And then I took some time to process it. I talked about
what
it.
What did you like about it so
people.
Much?
I thought it was a very interesting story. I thought it was a very good critique on, like, making yourself a better person and rebuilding yourself. It was all about rebuilding.
How so?
That was what the whole...
No. Explain it. Like, I mean,
am fucking explaining it. Don't be a dick.
You're
don't
like, you know, the whole thing, you know. No, right. Details, dude.
Okay, hold on.
He's got to pull up Google so you can get,
no,
the,
I got
get his
the, I have,
quotation mark notes.
I have the notes. Okay, so I wrote this down when I was talking to it about other people. I feel like the movie was a commentary on frailties of humanity and our self destructive natures, because everybody who went into
this
shit...
Does this sound like anything Aaron has ever said in his life?
Okay, first off, I watch more movies than you in a week, than you do in your fucking, your whole life.
Yeah, no one's saying otherwise. We know you watch movies, Aaron. You don't need to keep hyping it up. We know you love movies.
If you remember, all the people inside the Shimmer had, like, a problem. Like, they had something in their life that was tearing them apart or tore them apart in the past. And I believe that Oscar Isaac's character and Natalie Portman's character were just trying to put themselves back together, because she says not destroying, creating something new, where she had been cheating on her husband. Their marriage was broken and they were trying to reinvent themselves. So when you come out of the Shimmer or whatever, you are better. You're rebuilt. And that's what the shit was doing. It was rebuilding your DNA. It was rebuilding you. And that was kind of like the metaphor throughout the whole film. I also said it's the idea that Kane is, that's Oscar Isaac's character, and Lena, Natalie Portman's character, wanted to recreate themselves rather than destroy, to become different people, to fix some imperfection. And I'm assuming that's the relationship.
Can I see the notes?
No.
Can I see the notes really quick?
No.
Why? I just want to read them.
No, fuck you.
Why?
No, because I don't want you to throw my phone or some shit.
Why would I throw your phone? Are you stupid?
No, I'm not going to throw your phone. Are you fucking stupid? Anyways.
Why did he get so upset about me wanting to read the notes?
I sent it to a bunch of people, too. I just had to sit down and put my thoughts on some paper after I talked to people.
Honestly, I just wanted to see if he actually Google searched it or not.
No, go ahead. You can do that. Absolutely.
No, I already saw it, idiot.
Oh. but no, I really liked it. So I think if you go in with that kind of mentality, maybe.
I had no mentality going into
it. No, you're just like, did you shoot the guns, the alligator? Need the popcorn.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got to chill, dude.
I'm not. What are you talking about?
Pretty much. You look like you're so pissed off. I don't get it.
Because you're frustrating the shit out of me tonight.
I'm sorry. Why?
Just because you're always fucking interrupting me. You're bringing up the shit about the text messages and shit that means nothing.
Dude, that was at the beginning of the show. We're like 35 minutes into the show now.
I'm trying to kill time.
Because we don't got. Know what we're yelling
you
got to
calm down because you're coming off as super angry. Me and Scott laughing. We're doing fucking fuel jokes. This is all. Once again.
Okay, I'm going to let fact, you guys in a little fact, secret. If I had none of this, we would have fucking nothing to talk about.
That isn't true. Because I've created.
How dare you?
I'm like the Shimmer, dude. I create.
Why don't you
put
fucking
that evil
let,
on okay. us?
Why don't you let us know ahead of time so I can put it on the show sheet? I would
okay,
really
man. I'm sorry.
That.
I was at work. Shit was going down. I didn't have time
to
talk about it.
He has
about
time to send fucking racist Black Panther memes at work, but he can't just say two words like, hey, this is what I want you to put on the show sheet so we can talk about.
Hey, sometimes the best ride is flying 90 down the fucking down the highway.
This is a good show. But you're just really fucking angry, dude.
I'm very aggro.
You're what?
Aggro.
What's that?
Aggravated?
Oh. That's what I've say. Never heard anyone
That's
call it
that.
That's
what the fucking cool kids
cool
say
kids
now.
Say it.
Oh, man. What are we at?
32 minutes.
God damn it.
Let's get into the movie.
All right.
Since we're already
what we're
going to
do right here is go back. So tell me where. I don't mind. It's better promise me I'll be back in time.
All right, everybody. It was my pick this week, and I picked 50 Shades of Grey because my wife told me to. as a punishment for picking shitty movies, which clearly worked because I know what your pick is this week and it's actually good. It's something I've been meaning to see forever. We'll talk about that later. But 50 Shades of Grey stars, could you scroll down a little bit there? I forget her name. It's directed by Sam Tyler Johnson.
Taylor Johnson,
and it stars Jamie Dornan.
Dornan.
Really?
Yeah.
Dornan.
Sure. Maybe
I need, I think I need glasses.
I think I need glasses.
Dakota Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, because nobody else matters in this fucking movie.
I mean, it's
movie.
Just the two main people.
So I took a shit ton of notes, because I was all in.
he was balls deep.
let's see here. Do you guys have notes?
I do.
Who
wants
to start off this discussion? Because
I'll start off at the beginning. Just the main character's name is Anastasia Steele.
Steele. Like,
such a lame name.
I thought so, too. I put LOL, Anastasia Steele. It's my second note after dialogue is awful. Because the first scene, they're like in an apartment, and she's sick, and she's like, you go, girl. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
For when I said dialogue sucks, it was, I enjoy various physical pursuits. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we get it.
It was already,
it's because we already know you like to whip girls and stick fists up their ass. So.
But here's the thing. There's a part in the movie where he literally says the line, I'm 50 shades of fucked up. And I thought that was a joke.
Dude, I almost flipped my
keyboard. I was so angry.
So I was watching on my computer. I almost flipped my keyboard over. I was like, fuck this.
Did Evie know you were watching it?
Yeah. Well, I told her. She wanted to watch it in the other room. I'm like, nope, because I'm gonna skip like past. Like,
oh, you didn't watch it, actually?
No, I skipped like 30 seconds through like the sex scenes just to kind of get through them a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because I was just like, I don't want to
watch
this.
I don't know why. Thing. That was the best fucking part. That's the glue that held that fucking movie together.
Oh, my God.
I thought they were way over-exaggerated. I do not understand what women find sexy about
this
in any way.
All this is a fucking modern-day House Moms introduction to fucking porn, dude.
I guess.
That's what it is. It's for like uptight women who don't watch fucking porn to get their porn fix on. That's all it was.
You know what men do? Watch porn.
Right. we could have fucking, this movie is 2 hours long.
It was too long.
We could have porned out and saved an hour and 55 fucking minutes. Just, actually, probably an hour and 57 fucking minutes.
Yeah, you just go to the part you like and you get it done and you move on.
You're like, chip chop. All right, we're out.
Let me get through some of these notes.
Time for a nap.
She can't walk. Because there's two parts of the movie where she almost like runs into something and falls on her face.
Oh my God, she's so klutzy. She's such a klutzy girl. How's she going to get this rich guy?
Did you notice they tried to make her as fucking homely looking as possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I guess that's how
she's described in the movie.
In the book, sorry. I kind of take that though, and I like her teeth. She got like the little gaps
there
between
was
her
some,
teeth. I'm really into that for some
there
reason.
There was some scenes where she looked okay, and there are other scenes where I wanted to punch her in the face and tell her to get the fuck off the screen. The other one, hilarious, 40-year-old woman in college. She was like the oldest person in the class.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the movie?
I did watch the movie. I swear to God.
Okay.
I'm not the man for you. You should steer clear of me.
I'm terminating this conversation. Oh, my God. Dude, first off.
It's just like everything, like business. Like, there's that one.
I even said that to Kim last night. I go, he's on the phone. There's one point where she comes walking through the door.
That's literally what I was going to reference.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't remember why he left her at something, and she comes walking through the door. And he's like, well, tell him 24 hours isn't good enough. And I looked at Kim, and I was like, business.
And he just like threw the phone down on the couch. And I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, my goodness. Also, huge pushover. He's like, he gives her all these rules and regulations, and then he's like,
breaks them,
and immediately has no problem with it. He's like, I've never fucked a girl in my bed. I've never spent the night anywhere.
Now, I don't know if I was the only one that fucking noticed this. The comparative, I was like, this is just a porn version of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, no, because she's not technically
trapped by him.
She's only staying there 3 days.
She has like freedom,
right? But the storyline's kind of the same. You know, I gotta break this fucking rough fucking individual.
But he's not really rough. He's such a pushover pussy.
He is a pussy, dude.
Is he the most unlikable character in movie history?
He is a huge douchebag that doesn't even understand himself. He's like, I was a submissive when I was 15, and now I'm a dominant. But I love you so much, weird homely girl.
He's just so dumb.
What was this? Powerful man. Is so overcome with boner, that's when he goes after her. Like, it's right when she almost runs into the car or whatever, and he's like, they get really close, and he's like, you can, I guess it's his change or whatever. It's fucking stupid.
So the first, it may have been the first scene where he's like, she's up in the bed, and he's going to take her panties off, and the light from behind, do you see how fucking hairy her fucking legs were?
Nah, dude, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my God.
Also, the resolution wasn't that great. So.
It was like fucking Bush. And I'm like,
watch it?
I rented it on Amazon, but it was like the standard definition version because I wanted to save a dollar.
That, dude,
I don't blame you.
I feel bad because it was on USA for free.
It was.
And I said,
you're not going to get the whole fucking...
You're not going to get the whole movie. Better pay the $2.99.
You don't want to see the boobs for 5 minutes?
No, I did. I paid the $2.99.
No, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Friend zone rape kiss. Where she's like, no, I just want to be friends. And then he's like, I got to kiss you against this wall.
Yeah.
when she's at the table and she's going down the list of things that she'll fucking do and won't do. And I'm like, she mentions, she's like, anal fisting? Nope. And I'm like, that's in his fucking contract?
That's one of the things I wrote. I just put LOL, anal fisting.
Yeah, that's what I said. Anal fisting. Jesus Christ.
I put, if you know, so to break down this movie, it's they get in a fight, they have sex, nothing happens, they get in a fight, they have sex, nothing happens. It's the most unhealthiest, retardiest relationships of all time.
New word of the day.
It doesn't even make any sense. Like, he's supposed to be this, like, super dominant business guy who's like, I'm dominant. She is such an over actress that every time he touches her, she flails about. And, like, that took me out of the movie so hard. Like, Brian, hit me.
They should have called it 50 Shades of Orgasm.
Yeah. And she just flails about.
She just embellishes everything.
There's a part where he's really feminine and he has the cat of nine tails and she's like laying on the bed.
He's like,
and she's like, no. And I was just like, oh my God.
Dude, it is a wretched
So
movie.
I love the part where, so he picks her up in the helicopter and takes her off to fucking Seattle and then drives her home.
Yeah. Also, my note, when she got to the helicopter, I just put, I'd probably get fucked by this dude for a helicopter ride.
What does he say? He goes, I fuck hard.
You know, he says, I don't make love, I fuck hard.
Yeah, I put that in there. She's 45, never seen a dick. She's a virgin.
Of course she's a virgin, mega eye roll.
Now let's talk about the cringiest fucking scene in the whole movie.
What's that?
It's probably, I don't know, maybe the fifth fucking sex scene or some shit. When it end? Goes and he fucking undoes his pants and his fucking ball fro pops out like a fucking afro under a fucking beanie. I'm like, holy shit, where did that come from and why did I have to fucking see it?
Did you see Shaft?
You saw a tiny bit of Shaft.
That's what I thought. Like I said, the resolution wasn't great, but I thought I saw something, and I was like,
fucking God, and I looked away, and Kim goes, what? And I go, they just showed his pubes and his fucking Shaft, but like no dick. It didn't make any sense. It had nothing to do with
the
scene.
I've never seen anybody with that much fucking ball fro, though.
Oh, you need to see my ball fro, then. And she goes,
shocker that Aaron's lazy with shaving himself.
And she's like, what? So I had to rewind it and show her again. And I was just as gross the second time. Yeah. I had a couple more notes. She's 45, never seen a date. Wait, did they agree? Because, like, all this stuff is going on, but she never signs this contract.
And they always mention the contract.
Fuck the contract.
Always talking about it. I didn't sign the contract. Oh, we need to get this contract signed. Fuck the contract. We don't need the contract. Hey, what about that contract? Like, it's the same thing.
Must have the contract.
Fuck the contract. Let's make out. I'm going to eat you out right here.
For some reason, I wrote, no more sex. It's Pinot time. Just kidding. Cock time.
Cock time.
Because I think they're drinking wine, and then all of a sudden they're having sex, and it didn't make any sense.
And you notice, like, his time frame. So when she's at the bar, he just fucking bloop. I'm at the bar. When she's with her mom,
the dude's a psychopath.
He's just
like,
snap my fingers. Hey, I'm here. Like, everywhere he goes, he's fucking. He's Batman without all the cool shit and the fucking.
I said that to Kim. I said this dude could be Batman, but he's kind of a fucking asshole.
He's a fucking horned up sex crazed Batman.
And then a couple of. My last two notes are hungry means sex, world issues mean equals sex, because he's talking about like how he's like, I got some donuts for you to eat or something, and then they have sex, and then he's talking about world issues and they have sex. But dude, I wanted to, this is the part I want to
also
about.
I'm like,
the fucking ending, guys.
Yeah,
what ending? There's no fucking ending to this movie. It's just like black screen,
the
Anastasia Christian credits. I'm like, oh no, really? Anything that could have saved this movie would have been like an
so
ending.
I didn't know any of this going into watching this film, and at the end he finally gets his way and he takes his fucking whip and whips her six times. It looks wonderful.
Beats her hard, freaks her out.
Like, yeah, and she's like,
I hate you.
You will never touch me again. But we all know there's two more of these fucking movies. Yeah. And they get married. So I'm like waiting. I'm like, okay, this movie's 2 hours long. It's already been an hour and 40 minutes. How are these people going to get back together? Like, how are they going to wrap this up? I'm like, shitty movie. So they're going to have to wrap this up in like a fucking bow. Nope. They don't get back together. Black screen. I looked at Kim. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And she's like, what? Now you got to watch the rest? And I was like, no, I'm going to go on Wikipedia and figure it out because there's no way I'm watching another one.
Dude, this story, I don't give a shit like about any of the sequels.
I just needed to know why. I just needed to know why. Maybe I'll pick the second one for my next one.
I walked out of the bedroom and Chris was like, enjoy your movie. And I'm like, well, first of all, I go, the movie's not fucking over. I go, it's still fucking going. And I said, I can only imagine when I was a kid and walked into the library, you remember how you see all those fucking romance novels with like Fabio with his fucking shirt open and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
I can only imagine this was the fucking nonsense that was in between those fucking pages of those fucking books.
Probably.
It was goddamn Fabio novel to a fucking, dude.
It was really bad.
It's cheesy. It was the fucking acting was terrible.
The acting was terrible. Really the dialogue was terrible. The story was horrible. This is one of the worst films I've ever seen. I'm so glad I steered clear of it like I knew I would. Don't know why Kim thought that would be funny because it was literally just 2 hours of torture for me because all I wanted to go do was go to sleep.
Well, it was just frustrating because I just got out of Annihilation and I directly went to watch that movie. I'm like, this is...
Well, Kim's a big book person and I think she read the book.
She said she listened to him audio-wise, but she wasn't really paying attention.
So I think that was like, somehow that was a fucking punishment for you that happened to roll off on us.
Clearly, because I'm not kidding, though. It is a 0.5. There's no reason for you to ever watch this movie. There's no reason for it. It's not going to transcend time. Even as a novelty, it's not fun because it doesn't make any sense. It's just two people in a terrible relationship screaming at each other and then him buying her nice things. It's fucking annoying.
If you want porn, email us. We can send you tons of links to free fucking porn. That you will never have to fucking pay for.
Brian's face. Oh, yeah. I got all that.
Oh, yeah. We could always watch porn.
Porn's the best.
Brian's it's like, the best. We get an email from Brian.
Hey, guys. So, here's my favorite cachet of porn.
So what are those links?
Dude, speaking of links, we got two emails.
Yeah, well, let's finish up our reviews.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I don't even know. I know it's all about you, and you gave your review, so
point,
it's over.
0.5. I apologize. Go ahead, Brian.
It's a 1 because I liked her teeth.
I'm the same way. I'm at a 0.5, dude. It's just fucking... The amount of boobies just couldn't fucking hold it together.
No. Also, it's just like there was...
Her boobies weren't even that great. They were all areola. That's gross.
Like, I don't even care about the boobies. I'm just like...
You care about those boobies.
Huh? It was like the only good part of the movie. I think the girl's really cute. There's something about her.
Well, hey, man, if you touch her, she's going to flail to the end of this fucking earth.
What does your fucking dentist do?
I don't know, man. That's maybe why she's so fucked up. Yeah. Because anytime anyone touches her, she flails.
Also, she just has a lot of cavities, so she's always like, no.
Don't touch me, Christian.
God. So that was a terrible movie. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
and I know you're pulling them up, but now it's your... So 2 weeks, we got two weeks to watch Scott's pick. And I'm actually really excited because I've been meaning to watch this since high school.
I'm going to kind of give the whole thing. So the tomato meter is 97%
for critics.
For the critics, yeah, and 86% for audience. It's one of those movies that I honestly can't believe I haven't fucking seen it.
I know, same. I'm so excited.
And I was watching Enter the Dragon the other night.
Cool.
And I fucking said, "You know, what do people consider like some of the best fucking martial arts or kung fu movies?" So I did the fucking search. And my fucking movie to pick this week will be Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I'm really excited about
it. I am, yeah. Directed by Ang Lee.
Yeah, it is.
Who also directed The Hulk.
Yes, yep. Which...
From 2001.
I know, hit or miss, right?
Hit or miss, whatever.
So let me, just real fast. In my never-ending quest to be like Amir... I'm now in the phase of my movie collecting that is nothing but martial art films.
Like, dude, I fucking love martial arts.
13 Assassins. I just bought Blade of the Immortal. I want to get Seventh Samurai on Criterion. So this is perfect because
that was actually one on my list.
Seventh Samurai?
Yeah.
And that'll cost me a pretty penny, but I will I do need to buy it. So
are you going
to
buy this?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and purchase the fucking movie because I know it's good even without seeing it. I've only seen the fight scenes in the trees. Everyone's seen that.
Apparently, it's like a big love movie that I didn't realize. That's supposed to have like this big love story.
Oh,
that's fine.
Whatever. But
as long as there's swords and fucking people kicking each other in the ball sacks and stuff, dude, I'm fucking down.
I agree.
It was either this or I was going to go with Jackie Chan's old ass Drunken Master, like the 1970s.
Thank you for choosing this, because I'm so sick of your ass choosing old movies. And clearly you didn't learn your lesson from 50 Shades of Grey. So
obviously, because I went with this.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of you, dude. I'm really excited. So, okay, that means in 2 weeks, not next weekend, but the weekend after, we will review Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It'll be Brian's turn to choose something before he goes off on his next jet set adventure and misses the show that he's a part of.
Let's keep talking about it.
I'm just saying, the last time you picked Hush or whatever, and then you didn't.
I went to New Orleans.
No, that wasn't. No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I went to Michigan.
Yeah. So anyways, so moving on, we did receive 2 emails. Do you have both?
I have them all on my phone. I didn't pull it up on the computer because I have so many fucking passwords. I can't remember the fucking password, so I have to go back in and figure it out.
I forgot they put a thing on there like you can't like retrieve a password.
Dude, I just don't.
Just make all the passwords the same fucking thing.
Make it password.
I'm just saying it was. I didn't want to fucking try to pull it up right here. I could pull it up on my phone.
That's fine.
Real fucking quick.
But you have both of them.
I have both of them.
Okay.
So I don't think Brian hasn't seen this one. You've seen it.
Thanks for sharing with me, guys.
Well, it's your reaction's
going to
be.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We can't send shit through technology. You know, that's hard.
We're saving it for the show, man. It's the reaction.
You're not so happy if I send you something or if I don't send you something.
So we did get.
Not true.
So I got an email and said fan art. So I pulled it up, and it's from Jason Caulfield, and it says, "Yo, freaks, thanks for the funny shit. Keep it up. I thought I saw that dude on YouTube eating them riblets," and he sent that picture.
Oh, it's Aaronus, fat bastard. Wait, is that Aaronus, fat
bastard?
It's Aaronus,
fat bastard.
Just Aaron.
That's fat bastard with Aaron's face on it.
It closed.
Oh, did it? It's Aaron with fat bastard's face on it.
Yeah.
Is it just Aaron?
It's funny, though.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny.
Fuck you.
Maybe we'll post it on the
we will.
On the Facebook page.
We'll post it on the fucking meeting page.
Yeah.
Is it just Aaron? Oh, that was a weak fucking joke, you weak-minded zilch.
I never said it was strong.
And then we get another
one. The second one I'm most interested about.
Now, do you want... Because there was... Now, which one are you talking about?
The Squarespace one that we got from directly from the dude
like,
from...
Oh, let me... Three paragraphs long?
Yeah.
No, you... That one you sent me. So that's,
yeah.
That's in the messages. I'd have to go back and fucking...
Oh, Jesus Christ. I literally just asked you so I could pull it up while you were...
That one didn't come through...
One.
That one didn't come through the Gmail, though.
Brian just put his head on the mic because he's so upset with us.
That one didn't come through, but I do have another one that came through Gmail.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. This one says... From Alan Keller. It says, doing a search for Star Wars podcast through iTunes and stumbled upon your podcast. Listened to episode 6 and was pleasantly surprised on the quality, production, and content.
Really?
Wow.
Looking forward to listening to more. So
you,
keep it up.
You, sir, have low standards.
I didn't know about this one. Really?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I thought that was the one you were talking about.
Oh, you know what? I didn't.
Wow, that's nice.
Pleasantly surprised.
What was
pleasantly
his name?
Surprised. I mean, that's better
I'll
than
take,
like.
I will take pleasantly surprised.
Mildly entertained.
Alan Keller.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. And also, I didn't do it at the top of the show, so I'm an asshole, but you can email us any time of the day at sickinvitepodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our Facebook page at sickinvitepodcast. And, on Facebook, sickinvitepodcast. And as always, if you would go over to iTunes and like and subscribe, and we... Dude, that actually makes me excited. That sounds like a real one. If all these are fake, that one sounds real, so I'm excited.
What if Scott is just hiring people to send these in just to make us feel a little bit better?
Dude, that's a lot of work.
Hold
I can't even
second.
Go see a fucking movie.
I was just going to say,
also,
you'd have to spend a sawbuck. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, okay. So this one came through our Squarespace, which means somebody went to the website, the Sick Invite podcast that we have for Squarespace that hosts the show and messaged us through the Squarespace. That is why I think this is the realest of all of them.
The real real?
The real real. I don't know about that other one because I think the fan art comes from like gofuckyourself69@gmail.com or something.
I mean, it makes sense. Though.
This one comes from denverduder303@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
And it
Denverduder.
All right. It says, listen now. You've got something going here. Though I think everyone who has a podcast has aspirations to get where you're heading. they fail to actually strive to get there, unlike you three fuckers. And you know what? I always feel smarter after listening to each episode.
Do you?
I agree. Really? I agree.
After after finding you on episode 14 or 15, I figured I'd drop a quick note and say you three seem adventurous. And if you're making a suggestion, it's that you guys should plan an excursion, grab your shit, and take a trip. Yes, seriously. And no, not Nolans. you got listeners here in, and this is a real place. I looked it up. Arvada. It's in Denver.
Outside of Denver.
Yeah, it's outside of Denver, Colorado. We are right outside of Denver. I guess I should have kept reading.
You should have kept reading, idiot. God.
Way to bury the lead. I'm not dumb.
I recently went to see my in-laws in Tucson and discovered you have one of our favorite restaurants there, Illegal Pete's. Best damn fish tacos this side of Mississippi. Nolan.
Illegal Pete sounds like they have midget fighting Thursdays.
If they do, that is one and the only reason to go to fucking Tucson.
Yeah. He said, Nolans, Jesus, that friggin' dude. Love me, Daddy Aaron.
Love me, Daddy Aaron.
That guy needs to be taken down a notch, gumbo loving motherfucker. Anyways, keep them coming. And how about finding a snack that Mr. Aaron hasn't had yet? Jesus, that guy. Also, tell Big Bri, Mr. Third Wheel, to grow a pair. It's not taking shit so personal. Anyways, how about a big shout out, Jeff? Well, Jeff, thank you. And I completely agree. I completely agree that Brian should stop taking shit so personal.
What's Mr. Third Wheel mean?
You're the third wheel.
How so?
I don't know.
Apparently that is not me then.
I think he got Scott and I mixed up.
He says, Mr. Aaron hasn't had yet. Jesus, that guy, period. Also tell Bri, .. Mr. Third Wheel to grow a pair and stop taking shit so personal.
I get the taking shit personally, but the third wheel.
He's taking it personally.
I know.
Why? I'm not taking it personal. Brian here.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
love me, Daddy Aaron. That is the best fucking line.
I hope, Jeff, if you are really a listener, or I hope
send
you
us
are.
Another email, yeah, and man. Just to confirm.
Yeah, please. I really, really.
And send us a picture, and we'll put on your Facebook page, or on our Facebook page, we'll send you a sticker.
I'll literally send you a shirt if you fucking contact.
Send us your address through
Denver
email.
Denver Duder at 303@gmail.com. No, I'm just giving away his fucking email. I'm like, sorry. God, just edit.
Yeah, you're going to have to edit that out. Jesus.
But thank
all,
you so
all
much.
Four of our listeners will email him.
And the Star Wars podcast guy, what was his name?
Jesus Christ.
Well, sorry, dude. I would like to thank people if they're actually listening to us. I'd like to thank them.
Alan Keller.
Alan Keller. Thank you, Alan. And thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
And
guys.
Also the guy who set the fat bastard.
No, Jason Coffey.
I don't think that guy's real.
why isn't that real?
Because he's a picture baron.
Oh, really? What's the fucking email address?
Let's see.
Well, we can't say the email address.
Yeah, you can, because it's not a real email address. It's like suckmydick69@gmail.com or some shit.
No, it's ipinyourbutthole@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Who is that?
Who knows? Someone fucking with us. But hey, you know what?
I can't believe that. I didn't fucking think of that.
Oh, was it you?
No.
Yes, it was, you bastard.
No, I swear to God, dude.
All right.
No. You think I have fucking time for this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm not ending the show.
Oh,
I'm not ending the show.
I was like, whoa.
I'm not ending the show.
Slow down, cowboy.
I was thinking our emailers. It really, really makes me happy. But it is that time to wrap up the show, so let's get into the snack of the week.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
And keeping on par with everything that Brian does, he put the most little energy into everything.
What the fuck, dude? Why do you shit on me for anything I do?
I haven't seen these, though. He hasn't seen them.
Fuck you, asshole. Eat my dick. All right. So this week, fuck you, Aaron. I brought Keebler Fudge Stripes, strawberry cheesecake flavor. Guess what? Limited batch. New, bitch. All right. Let's open these up. See what they do. They are their pink cookie, white stripes. They smell like strawberries, probably. Yep, confirm they do. Let's get them open.
Hey, Jeff, remember when you told Brian to stop taking shit so personally, and he immediately didn't listen?
Here, Scott, here's a fucking cookie. Throw it at you. Aaron, here's a cookie.
Damn it. All right, I'm just going to pass
5 second
rule. I got one. So they're the fudge stripe strawberry cheesecake cookies, which
I love me some fudge stripes.
I've never had. I was just giving you shit, you fucking weirdo.
Oh, God. I'm like fucking tearing up, man.
Me too.
This is the best.
The funniest episode we've ever done. I don't get much cheesecake. I get more white chocolate than cheesecake.
Or just regular fudge stripe icing.
Oh, the cookie's a strawberry cookie. It's pink.
We don't like pink cookies. Only pink vaginas.
Mrs. Steele.
Mr. Gray, we'll see you now. I fuck hard.
Hmm. All right.
I like them.
They're not bad.
They're fine.
It tastes like kind of like a strawberry shortbread cookie.
These are the run-of-the-meal cookies I could eat all
run of the meal.
All of them.
Good old run-of-the-meal cookies, Aaron.
Here, give me some of them goddamn cookies.
You want more? Yeah.
Yeah, I could just keep eating the whole fucking package.
Do you like strawberry-flavored things?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
I'm typically not the biggest fan. These are all right, though. Yep. They're not, like, overpowering.
Yeah, definitely don't get the cheesecake. It's just kind of strawberry and white chocolate. Which is fine, I guess.
Going back to the email, I bet he was looking for a new Star Wars podcast, and we have that Star Wars episode.
Right. Because I put the tags in the episodes.
So I believe that was a real person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Who else would it be?
I don't know. I'm just excited.
The guy who sent the fat bastard thing, he's a real person. I just don't know who he is.
I pee in your butthole.
Yeah, he sent you a picture with your face on Fat Bastard. How could that be a bot?
I'm not saying it's a bot. I'm saying it's probably somebody we know.
Like
the other two,
like
I think,
who?
Are real. Who knows? Scott has friends in high places.
No, he doesn't. He has like one friend.
I'm like the fucking mafia. I'm all over.
Okay.
He's literally wearing a disc golf shirt.
I fucking play disc golf.
Run chains or go home. Play disc golf. It's got a motorcycle guy in there. He's got a skull.
Watch this.
Huh.
How much does that shirt cost you, Scott?
Didn't cost me anything.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I got it for free.
You
in a,
fucking Jew.
No. I got it for free in like a prize pack thing.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rate this cookie. That's a 3. It's good. It's nothing crazy out of it. I was going to go 3.5, but I decided to go 3. It's really good. It's not that crazy out of the.
This is a 2.5. This is a regular fucking cookie. It just tastes like a regular cookie. You get no cheesecake at all.
Thanks again for interrupting me when I was about to finish, but that's okay.
That's fine. You were done talking.
I wasn't. I was still talking.
What are you looking at Scott for? He thought you were done talking too.
Well, Scott moved his head, so I looked over. I usually look over at the origin of...
He moved.
Anyways, it's a regular cookie. It's a 2.5. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with this cookie. There's just no cheesecake flavor.
Yeah. I like the strawberry. I mean, I could eat these. I could eat these like a motherfucker, man. I'm at like a 2.5. They're good. They're not blow my tits off, but they're fucking good.
Blow my tits off.
Yeah.
Blow my fucking tits off. Fuck.
All right. Well, 3 more I have to count. Let's get into the beer review.
All right.
Can I go first?
No.
Yeah, Scott can go first.
No, you can't. So this is the Dude's Coconut Porter Juice Box Service or series. I don't know. Coconut Porter, like I said, it's made in California. Go first, Scott.
It's fucking terrible. I took 3 fucking sips out of it. That's all I fucking drank.
Yeah, I have almost my entire beer.
I compare it.
Brian Guild is.
I compare it with another porter that I do like, the pumpkin porter. And it doesn't even fucking stand in the same fucking class.
Do you taste coconut?
No, it just tastes like regular standard kind of almost coffee porter.
It has a fucking pungent, weird fucking taste to it.
It tastes like a porter to me. It doesn't taste that much different. It's fine. It's nothing. It's not like different.
It's really disappointing though.
Yeah, it's disappointing because it doesn't taste like anything like the can says. It's just a fucking porter.
I'd get a little tropically fucking coconutty kind of fucking vibe from it. Nope.
I'm sorry, dude.
Nope. Nothing.
It's all right.
I am at a 0.5 because I will never fucking drink this beer again.
Wow.
Fuck you, dudes.
I give it a 2 because it is just a regular porter, which I would drink, but I was really just disappointed without the coconut. It's nothing new or special. I picked it because I thought it would actually taste good with the coconut. Maybe it's made with coconut water and it's just a regular porter.
I don't know, dude. It's not fucking for me.
It's a 1 for good, me. Dude.
You just said 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. A 2. Sorry.
It just keeps going down the more and more we fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you add more of our names?
I put it in there to hopefully get it a little...
What's your review of the beer, dude?
It's a 2. Same reason. It's bland. Whatever. Fuck it.
Are you mad?
No, I'm just mad because it's yet and again another.
Are you mad because I talked over your
roof? You always talk over
I'm
me.
Not
I'm
trying
so fucking
to,
used
dude.
To
I'm
it.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I love you.
It's fine.
Dude, I love you, though.
I'm upset with the beer more than anything.
Well, you can take that one home.
I just said I'm upset with the beer. Like, it's fine beer. It's just I'm so
you
tired.
You drank the whole one. You're the only one that drank all of it.
I literally just said I'm fine with the beer. I'm upset with beer companies and the fact that they market it as something different, but it's never anything different. It's the same goddamn thing each time.
Fucking dicks. We play that a lot. This is FY. Way too much. All right.
Scott plays the same sound effects, like same 4.
Let's do the final Beboozled thing. I'm sure we're all very excited. We foregoed.
Yes.
You know, the more you make it difficult, the more you get it, dude.
You know, I figured, I was just like, you know, there's only 3 fucking names in it, so I just kind of put our names in there like 4 or 5 fucking times, man, because I was like, I want more of a random fucking thing.
Okay. That worked out for you.
Fucking stupid, man.
That worked out for you. Look, dude.
When are we finishing this fucking goddamn...
We can't do this until...
When the beans are done.
Dude, the beans will be old as fuck by then.
All right, this is the last Bean Boozled challenge.
Oh, shit.
You have to do 3.
No. I say we all have to do one if it's going to be the
last
one.
This one I'm fucking scared of, dude.
We'll do it last one then next week.
Okay.
What is it?
It's either fucking chocolate or fucking dog food.
Dog food one is pretty gross.
It is disgusting.
Here, let me get this beer to fucking spit it back into. Yeah. Please be fucking chocolate, dude.
It is. You know it is.
No, it's not.
You took a bunch of bites, too.
You can't taste it at first. When you first bite into it, you have to, like, it has to hit your taste buds.
Yeah, I know.
That's typically how taste works.
How was it? It tastes like dog food, right?
I don't know. Is it dog food or is it chocolate? Because they're both fucking gross.
I don't know, dude. That was the
You probably got the chocolate one. Because when I got the dog food one, dude, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
No, I think it's dog food. It's hitting me.
All
right. Either that or their chocolate is fucking disgusting.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this super dysfunctional family episode. I love these guys so much.
Fucking argue.
Huge, super fun episode. Like I said a little earlier in the show, you can email us at sickinvitepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Sick Invite Podcast. All of our movie reviews, all of our beer reviews, all of our snack reviews. Anything important with the show. We did the Szechuan sauce last week.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself, dude. I literally had to glad hand to get that shit.
You had to ask a guy, hey, can I have some of that Szechuan sauce? He's like, all right.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
Did you eat both of them?
I have 6 in this house.
6?
How'd you get 6? I thought you only had 2.
I had 1. No, I had 2 that night, but now the sauce has come out.
Can I get one of the sauces?
Yes, Brian.
Yes. I just want to try it.
Anyway.
I don't give it. If the other one's in the garbage from last week, I'll try it.
No. Anyways, guys, I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And this was Sick Invite Podcast. We will see you again next Sunday, hopefully, if Brian doesn't have to take a vacation.
All right. Well, see you later.